This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Afghanistan, the reduction of violence agreement between the United States and the Taliban has apparently led to a peace deal, one designed to pave the way for direct talks between the insurgents and the Afghan government. The announcement is expected tomorrow. The news is being greeted with a mixture of optimism and doubt. Here's former Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
To the American people, our message is, we are grateful for the help that you gave us in areas where there has been a lot of improvement in the Afghan society, together with the rest of the international community.
Mainland China reported 337 new coronavirus infections yesterday, the lowest daily number in more than a month. But elsewhere in the world, things are getting worse. In South Korea, the hardest-hit country outside China, the caseload has swollen to more than 2,000, including 256 new infections and 13 deaths. The World Health Organization is urging all nations to be alert to the danger and to act accordingly. Nigeria has reported its first COVID-19 case. It is the first in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's raising fears about what could follow. We get a report from Henry Ridgewell.
Nigerian officials say the confirmed case is an Italian national who works in Nigeria and returned to Lagos from Milan, Italy, earlier this week. He is now being treated in a Lagos hospital and is said to have no serious symptoms. The case has raised fears of a potential coronavirus outbreak in one of Africa's most densely populated cities. Single cases of the coronavirus have been detected in Egypt and Algeria, but so far there has been no large-scale outbreak on the continent.
That was Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. Switzerland has unveiled a two-month ban on public gatherings of 1,000 or more people. Switzerland has 19 reported coronavirus cases, with an estimated 100 people in quarantine. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Health authorities have announced they've confirmed the first two cases of coronavirus in Mexico. A man in Mexico City who recently visited Italy tested positive today. Another patient is in the northern state of Sinaloa. Brazil is the only other country that's reported COVID-19 in Latin America. The presidents of Turkey and Russia today spoke by phone, a day after Syrian government airstrikes killed 33 Turkish troops. It was the largest Turkish death toll since Ankara entered the Syrian conflict in 2016, and a serious escalation of tensions with Moscow. Meanwhile, Turkey is calling on the international community to impose a no-fly zone in Syria to protect hundreds of thousands of civilians from airstrikes in and around Idlib province. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the situation there.
Nearly 1 million civilians are camped out near the border with Turkey under horrific conditions. Intensified shelling and airstrikes by Russian-backed Syrian forces trying to retake Idlib in northern Syria from rebel groups has sent people fleeing for their lives, but they do not have anywhere to go. Turkey will not open its borders to them, and so they are stranded close to the area where the bombing is taking place. World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer tells VOA, shelter is scarce, exposing people to the harsh elements.
Nearly 170,000 newly displaced people are estimated to be sleeping out in the open, as you rightfully said, which has been exposing at least 100,000 children to temperatures close to 0 degrees, and that's a drama.
Lisa Schlein filed that report from Geneva. A worker with the U.S. Health and Human Services Department has filed a whistleblower complaint about a lack of protective gear and training when caring for coronavirus evacuees from China. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
The Department of Health and Human Services says it's evaluating a government whistleblower's complaint, alleging federal workers did not have the necessary protective gear or training when they were deployed to assist Americans evacuated from China because of the coronavirus.
I would want to get a report from my team. I'm not aware of any violation of quarantine or isolation protocols.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar at a House hearing Thursday, responding to a question from Congressman Jimmy Gomez. The California Democrat says a high-ranking department official complained that HHS employees sent to Travis and March air bases weren't properly prepared. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Voters in South Carolina tomorrow cast ballots in a crucial U.S. presidential primary election. Among the questions to be answered, whether self-styled Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders' strong bid for the nomination can be stalled, and if former Vice President Joe Biden can stage a comeback victory after poor showings in Iowa and New Hampshire. Gene Randall, VOA News.